Finance Report for 2025. The financial statements for the year ending the 31st of December 2025 are now available to members, including the balance sheet and profit and loss account. This report is a summary of the outturn. For the year ending the 31st of December 2025, the CSPA made a gross loss of £31,773 after depreciation. When taking into account an increase in the value of the CSPA investment in the Aberdeen MyFolio Multi-Manager Fund, the net loss for the year was £7,920 before taxation. Corporation tax due is calculated as £3,207, thus giving a loss for the financial year of £11,127. Comparative figures for 2025 and 2024 are set out in the table. A small loss was expected in 2025, following 2 years in which a profit was made. The main reason for this is the loss of subscription income, but there are other factors. Key points to note from the financial results are: total income for the year was £956,342, compared with £989,311 in 2024. Subscription income fell and the VAT payment increased due to a change in the formula for apportionment, the amount of the subscription that is zero-rated. Income from advertising in The Pensioner remained broadly the same, whilst income from CS commission on travel insurance policies sold increased. The Aberdeen investment performed well, and the valuation rose from £444,835 to £478,669. The historical cost of the investment was £380,000. The largest item of expenditure, apart from salaries and pay, remains the pensioner. But the cost fell in 2025 as only one supplement was produced. The contract with Parliament Hill was not renewed, leading to a significant drop in membership support costs. There was a significant saving in the cost of the AGM. The gross cost fell from £50,469 to £39,104. HR fees rose from £3,150 to £7,450 because two members of staff left during the year and agency support was needed to find replacements for them. Office rental and service charge costs are higher following the move to Falcon Road. However, this is partly offset by savings in accommodation costs elsewhere, as items previously paid for example cleaning, are now included in the rent. Travel and subsistence expenditure fell by £4,618. The cost of group newsletters rose due to increased postage rates and the increasing size of groups which have enlarged their geographical area of coverage. Total expenditure for the year was £987,112. The depreciation assessment was £1,003. Finally, the balance sheet shows that total reserve stood at £1.15 million. If there are any questions, please email me at msparam@expert.co.uk.